Taking a look at consumer protection issues coming up next here on the Ideas Network, Glenn Lloyd of the Bureau of Consumer Protection and our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, our guest. Before we do that, I want to remind you that next week on Thursday, I hope you'll join me for a live broadcast in Fishboyle in Door County. We're hosting a shuttle bus with pickups in Oshkosh and Appleton and Green Bay. And we'll be broadcasting from the Peninsula Players Theater in Door County. It's a beautiful new theater. It's going to be a lot of fun. And after the show, we'll be going to a fishbowl. And you can come to that, too, if you want to. It should be a lot of fun. Come early. Of course, we're broadcasting from 11 to 12:30, but get there a little early, and we'll have a little conversation before we get started. You can go to WPR.org/Door County for some more information. Tickets for that shuttle bus, call 920-465-2502. That's 920-465-2502. So that's next week, Thursday. Looking forward to getting up there and meeting everybody. Well, let's say I'm not so much looking forward to, well, I guess I am looking forward to learning about these consumer protection issues that come up because I want to know what's out there. You just wish that they'd go away, and I bet Glenn Lloyd wishes they'd go away, too. It's one of those jobs where, Glenn, you'd kind of you wish you'd get put out of business.
That's right, but the classics still plague us. And now with the Internet, there are so many new ripoffs that it's hard to keep up with them. And, you know, the new ripoffs revolve around the fake check. We've talked about this before, but it has so many applications. It's a fake check, looks like a real check that somebody gives you, and you put it in the bank, and the bank accepts it. And this can be when you're looking for a job. They hire you, they're giving you money, and they ask you to send money somewhere else. And we talked about this before, selling a car. They give you the check, and you have to wire the money somewhere else. But there's ripoffs that we can't even think of yet that revolve around that fake check because, like it or not, the banks still accept those fake checks. And that gives you a feeling that the check is for real. But when the check bounces, you're responsible for it, and the bank will come after you if you get ripped off. But remember this, if we could just take away one thing from the show today, if you get a fake check, if somebody sends you a check out of the blue and they ask you to send money to another place, especially Canada, you're dealing with criminals for sure.
Oh. You can join in, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Excuse me. If you have a question or comment for Glenn Lloyd today as we talk with him about these consumer protection issues, the Wisconsin's no-call list at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has doubled the number of intake lines.
Yeah, they did, from 48 to 96. As you know, at the last minute, with the budget adjustment bill, they have included cell phones for the no-call list, which we're very happy about. By the way, 90,000 people have already signed up their cells. There are 1.1 million landlines on the no-call list. Now we have 90,000 that have signed up. They will go on the next no-call list for October. But people have until the end of August to get on that October no-call list, and all they have to do is just call our toll-free number for the no-call, which is 866-966-2255, or they can go to nocall.wisconsin.gov. And, you know, most people sign up for the no-call list online.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. And, again, that's nocall.wisconsin.gov. And some people are saying, well, why do you need to sign up your cell phone? I don't get telemarketed on your cell phone. Well, not yet.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a scam going on, and it involves getting calls on your cell phone. It's and I'll bet you have gotten either a call or a postcard on this. Somebody says that the expiration date on your car warranty is about ready to expire.
Yeah. Yep.
How many times have you gotten that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, they are telemarketing people on cell phones, telling them that trying to high pressure them into signing up for a questionable product, but they're calling on cell phones. So a lot of people have been telemarketed this way, and we expect them to continue to receive calls, and the volume is going to increase.
Mm. Well, Mike in Amherst has a question or comment for you, Glenn, so let's go to Mike. Mike, hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I just have an inquiry here. I've had my identity stolen twice in the last 2 years. I was wondering if Consumer Protection Agency had anything to do with that, or is that just a police matter?
Well, it's a matter for police. You should always report it to the police. But you can call our Office of Privacy Protection. And again, that number is 1-800-422-7128. Call our Office of Privacy Protection. You know, I take a look in that office, and the average age in there is 30. you know, they have people that can track stuff all around the world. I don't know how they do it. They're really good investigators. But they can help you. You know, if you get your identity stolen, call up the Office of Privacy Protection. They will guide you. They're very helpful. They want to help you. So please call, and they'll see if anything can be done to help. I was just in that Office of Privacy Protection yesterday, and they were telling me about a case where a guy was going to retire. You know, he hit 62, and he was going to retire, and they said, "Well, we can't give you your Social Security because you're dead." And he said, "You know, he couldn't understand this, but like 6 years ago, somebody did steal his identity and stole his Social Security number, and then the crook died."
Oh,
and now when the person actually has that number, been assigned that number, he's going to go through hell trying to get Social Security, which normally is a pretty easy process.
Right.
So we're trying to help him. We're trying to resuscitate him.
Okay. Well, I'm very sympathetic to that because it is a real hassle when they get you.
Yeah,
what do you know about those outfits like LifeLock that they, you know, those private firms that you pay them a fee and they're swinging in your corner for you? Are they any good?
Well, I think some of them are questionable. I personally would not endorse any of them, and I wouldn't use any of them either. There's one that was advertising heavily on television, I think he said that he gives out his Social Security number. Well, someone did steal his identity, so I don't know about that. What I would do is this: I would be checking my credit report, and it's difficult to do. If you ever plugged in free credit report in Google, you're going to get 1,000. You know, several thousand free credit reports. It's hard to figure out. If people call our 800 number, 1-800-422-7128, we will send them out a brochure that tells you how to do it, why to do it, and, you know, you might have some reservations. When you go to get your free credit report, they start asking you questions. What's your Social Security number? And you don't know whether to give that out or not, but we say you have to give it out to get your free credit report. But you know you can do it by phone, by mail, or on the internet. And if you contact us, we'll send you out a brochure that tells you how to do that. We actually have a form that you can fill out that will help you get your free credit report.
All right, and that's 800-422-7128, that number. Thanks, Mike. Good luck. Thank you for calling. David in Madison is up next. David, hello.
Hi. I just received an email. I have a Chase credit card. Chase Manhattan Bank.
Yeah.
And they have a very familiar logo, and it's very popular and everything. I just received an email from a place calling itself Chase, and they have a logo with a website that looks exactly like the bank. You can't even tell the difference. But they asked me for my login number, my password, my account number. They asked for all kinds of stuff like that. I said, no way would the bank do that. So I called up the bank's number on the back of the credit card, and they asked me to send it to them, forward the email to them, because it's obviously a fisher. What are these called? They fish for suckers?
Yep.
Fishing scam, yes. Actually, people send those to me, and I get like 10 of them a day. They're that common. And, you know, you wouldn't fall for it, caller. I wouldn't fall for it. But think how many new people are coming online all the time. Like mm-hmm. you're in college, you get a bank account. You may not know about this, or a lot of seniors are getting computer savvy now and are signing up and going online with their bank accounts. And so there are a lot of people who are not they're not dumb, but they're naive about, you know, phishing scams. And most of us just delete them. But all it takes is one person, you know, and a criminal is going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, again, the old advice is if somebody sends you an email out of the blue or calls you and identifies as some institution that you do business with, don't believe it. Don't give them that information.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Jennifer in Wausau, hello to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm just calling about the Bender Ball that, you know, people usually see online and on, like, the TV infomercials. And, you know, I just bought it because I thought it was going to be a great product and it was a good price for it. And, you know, come to find out when you're finally, you know, submitting your information on the website, you know, it has a lot of pages to get through. And you just get clicking them because you get just so tired of it. And then finally, you know, when you get to the submit payment, come to find out that you get automatically charged for all these, you know, amounts and DVDs every single month without you really knowing it. So I got charged like $40 extra without me even realizing it. And, you know, it takes like 2 weeks for you to get the DVDs. And then by the time you return them, you don't have to get the money back because it's been over a month.
Is that an exercise program, did you say?
Yes.
Is it?
Yep.
What's that?
What's it called?
Yes, it is, yeah.
What's it called?
Bender Ball.
Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R?
Yes.
And it's an exercise program?
Yes.
Well, you know, you just can't believe anything in an infomercial. You can't believe it. You know, with a lot of those things, you may never even get the product. And then if you get the product, they might have misled you. And the trouble is, when you buy something off of television, it's always going to be out of state. Normally, so you're out of luck. Generally, don't buy things from infomercials.
Okay, and we'll talk some more about infomercials with Glenn Lloyd and other consumer protection issues as well here on the Ideas Network. Talking consumer protection issues now with Glenn Lloyd of the Bureau of Consumer Protection and our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Questions for him? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or in Madison at 263-1890. And Glenn, when we have, we've heard from callers in the past, too, about these infomercials, and you get something and it doesn't turn out to be what you wanted, and there's a lot of fine print. And can you file or should you file a complaint with your division or with your department?
Oh, heavens yes. Heavens yes. We have a couple of investigations going now on some infomercials. And let us know, you know, when the infomercial people are coming to town. A lot of times they'll have the infomercial, and then they will come to the local hotel.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm alerted to it, I go out and stand out in front of the hotel and warn people as they go in. So that which can be very exciting. One time I had my wife go with me because these people were kind of threatening me. young man came up who was with the infomercial people, and he flipped out his phone and he showed me a picture. He said, "This is my little baby boy." He says, "You're taking food out of his mouth," and he looked like he wanted to punch me. So I had my wife sitting in the car, and I called her up and I said, "Get ready to call the police." Most of the time, we already call the police and let them know that we're out there. But yes, if you've been ripped off by an infomercial, give us a call. A lot of the infomercial people will give back your money because they know most people won't complain. When any of this thing happens, this kind of thing happens, call us up and we will attempt to get your money back for you.
And the number again to call is
1-800-422-7128, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Eva in Okano Falls is up next. Eva, hello.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I don't know if this is leading up to a scam or if it is on the up and up, but I have elderly parents. One is 92, one is 94. My stepdad still drives. He got a letter in the mail about 2 weeks ago. It was from the Department of Transportation in Maryland. And inside the letter, it was asking him to keep a journal for one day of everywhere he went, not necessarily by car, but whether by bus, taxi, so forth, train. And he was supposed to keep a track of this as far as mileage, destination, landmarks, so forth. And inside the letter was a $5 bill. And then he said he got a call about a week later from somebody from supposedly the same agency, and he said they talked to him for about half an hour, but he couldn't tell me what it was about, and he's very hard of hearing. Then last week, they got a packet in the mail from the same place, and it was addressed to both my mother and my stepdad, and inside were two letters, and it was the same thing, each with a letter to each of them, wanting them to keep a journal of where they went and the mileage and the destination and so forth for one day, and inside each letter were two $1 bills, $2 for him, $2 for her. And my mother was a little bit, she said, "Did you get a letter like this?" And I said, "No." And she says, "I'm going to send this money back." She says, "I don't know what this is for." There was an 800 number. I called it, and a lady answered and said, I told her that my parents were elderly, they didn't want to keep this journal, and why was this money being sent to them, this cash? And she said, "Well, that was just for the privilege of them taking the time to open the letter and read the letter." And I said, "Well, they don't want that money." And she said, "Fine, and they don't have to fill out the journal." But I was just wondering, is this something on the up and up? Like, are they checking on my stepdad because of his age? They knew their ages. Their ages were written on each letter. And they also had a description of his car and the year.
Now, do they live here? Or do
they live in Green Bay.
And this is a Maryland firm?
It was from Maryland. That was the address on letter. And there was no mention of the cash in these two letters. You know, like, please accept this cash or nothing.
Yeah, it sounds very strange. I think that what I would do is maybe I would call up the Department of Transportation in Maryland, not use the 800 number, but just look it up and call the secretary of the Department of Transportation. Get the secretary's office, and that way you'll avoid the bureaucracy, and just ask them that question. It sounds like somebody might be doing a legitimate survey to me. Often when you are filling out a rating book for television, they send you like $5,
$5 or something. Yeah.
So it sounds legitimate, but I wouldn't want my dad to be involved in that. He's 96 years old. Fortunately, he stopped driving when he was 90. But no, I would thank you for looking after him. And, somebody that old doesn't want to be disclosing information.
Yeah.
Right.
So thank you very much for calling, Eva. I think that's very good advice. Call a different number. Find the number for the Secretary of the Department of Transportation in Maryland and find out. Sounds to me like it's probably why they would want somebody in Wisconsin when it's Maryland, unless it's tourism related. I have no idea. Thanks, Eve. Appreciate it. John and Racine, it's your turn. Hi, John. John, are you there? Huh? Must have lost John. Let's go to Judith in Grand Marsh. Judith, hello to you.
Hi, thank you so much.
Sure.
I wondered if this is a proper issue to bring up to you about energy companies. In my specific case, it's an LP company that we contract for so many gallons of gas each year, so we get a set price, and we're not surprised. My problem is that before the end of the contract, we have what they call a keep-fill contract.
Yeah.
And there's end of the contract date, and lo and behold, we were told we didn't have enough gas for them to bother to fill up because we weren't quite at a 50% not full in our tank. They didn't want to bring any more. They wanted to fill half full. So the contract date was over, and lo and behold, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, they were certainly happy to come out and charge me a dollar more per gallon after the end of the contract. Before we had even signed a contract for the next year. This is the first year it's happened. We've had this company for 15 years, and I think it's the pressure of prices that are probably making even a good company maybe not do something so nice. And I wondered if other people, if you follow what happened to us, if you understand my problem, and if other people have this issue.
Well, we hope if other people do have that issue that they will call our toll-free number, 1-800-422-7128, report it, and fill out a complaint form, and we will investigate and take a look at it and see if they're violating any law. There aren't a lot of laws that cover these LP dealers. Mm-hmm. They're not regulated like other utilities. So please fill out a complaint form, and we'll have somebody take a look at it. And maybe we have other complaints, and we can put them together and start an investigation.
Yeah. I'd appreciate that. And the keep-fill part, I guess, is what really got to me, because if they aren't willing to bring out, we have a 500-gallon tank. Half of our tank is a considerable amount of gas. They have people with 100-gallon tanks that they service, and half of their tank is a squirt compared to what they have to give us. It really befuddled us. And when you're in an area where not too many companies service you, I don't want to make them mad either. No. I mean, this is my LP. It's important.
Yeah.
But so you're kind of afraid to rattle a cage, and yet I really don't think this is fair.
Yeah.
Well, you're a very polite person, and you explain things in an intelligent way. I don't think they could get mad at you. Did you question them on it?
I did, and it was a lot of pauses when I discussed this, both in person. It was like, it made me feel that they maybe weren't so happy about what they had done either.
Well, please fill out a complaint form, and we'll take a look at it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, with 200 or 250 gallons, you know, that's $200, $250.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's a lot of money right there. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890 as we talk with Glenn Lloyd about consumer protection issues. John and Racine is up next. John, hello.
Hi, I hope you hear me this time.
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I've been receiving some emails now for quite a while, I'd say at least about a year, on and off from Nigeria, South Africa, United Kingdom. United Kingdom, I've won a lottery from some kind of a pool of email addresses, Nigeria. The letters come out, oh, dear beloved, you know, we want you to help us get X amount of dollars, anywhere from $21 million to maybe half of a maybe $50 million that I'm entitled to. They want sometimes a copy of my passport, my driver's license. I'm supposed to call a specific number and talk to a specific party to verify that I am so and so, and then send money to FX or not even send money, just call FedEx, and the monies will be transferred to a United States account. But, you know, I haven't done any of that, but I keep on getting the emails. So, you know, I'm just curious, how many other people are getting the same thing, because it sounds like a big scam to me.
Oh, I get lots of those myself.
Do you really? Oh, we're so lucky.
Yeah, a lot of consumers report that. I've seen video of Internet cafes over in Nigeria, and you have all these criminals sitting around, sending those emails to us. And, you know, a lot of us, a lot of times we look at these letters that they sent and emails, and we chuckle because it's broken English. That some of these people are not very well educated and maybe are just copying something that they saw somewhere else. But there's another set of Nigerians that are in this country and up in Canada, and they are very sophisticated. And they are the ones that started the fake check scam. So don't think that those Nigerians. First of all, most Nigerians are nice
people.
Are fine, but they do have some criminals, and some of the criminals are very sophisticated, and they're into international bank fraud. They're into faking criminal medical reports and the car accidents. They're into drugs. They're into a lot of things, and they have tribes of Nigerians that just specialize in criminal activity. So know that, and know that some people even fall for those Nigerian scams and end up losing a lot of money. They still fall for the phishing scams.
Dorothy in Oconomowoc, we turn to you now. Hi, Dorothy.
Yes, I receive a summer fill of oil every year. And this year when he called, I said, oh, dear, the price. But anyway, yeah, make a summer fill in May. June 2nd. And he came and he filled it up and he brought the slip in to me and I gave him a check. And a month later, I got a letter, a statement from Hobson Oil saying, oh, you received this much fuel oil at that price, you owe us $700 more.
Huh.
And I said, how can that be? Called him up. And she said, the form that was sent to me was something that they use for people who pay every month. So I don't know how they mixed me up with that. I told him, I asked him to send me a letter explaining all this so I could explain help my kids to understand it. And I haven't heard any more from them.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you'll fill out a complaint form with us. And normally when we send the business a letter, they do explain. So call us at 1-800-422-7128.
Oh, wait, no, 1-800. Yes, I called that number, I thought that was the wrong one.
No, that's...
Yeah.
When you call that number, what happens when you call that number, Glenn?
Well, normally, a person picks up at the hotline, and they would talk to you a little bit and send you out a complaint form, or they would ask you to leave a message, and you could just say, send me out a complaint form, and we would, or you want to talk to somebody, will normally call you back within a half an hour.
Okay, so it's 1-800-422-7128. That'll be the number to call. So try that again. If you got a recorded message or something, try it again, and you'll get through to somebody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dorothy, for calling. Janice in Boscobel, your turn. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I'm calling about the lady that called in questioning the information her parents got from the U.S. Department of Transportation. I received that this past week also. And the letter tells that they will call you, and he did. He called me last night, and he asked me my age, my first name, because it comes as resident, and then your address. And he asked all the information, and then he told me they will send me the packet to get the thing for the day, you know, where you've gone. And then they will call to get that information from you after you wrote it all down. And it's from the Federal Highway Administration And so it looks like it's a U.S. Department of Transportation is what it says. So it looks like it's okay, and it says USDOT. And it says it's National Household Travel Survey.
So it's probably was it may have been mailed from Maryland.
Right. Mine was mailed from Maryland also.
Yeah, okay. So that may have been where the confusion, the first caller's confusion.
So I think it looks like an okay thing.
All right.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Janice. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Judy in Two Harbors, your turn now. Hi, Judy. Two Harbors, Minnesota?
You know, I couldn't resist calling to tell you about a website that I came across. It's called the Lads of Lagos or Legos,
yeah.
L-A-G-O-S. And what it is a representation of people who have been scammed or been sent scamming emails by people. And it's called the Nigeria scam, but it's from many different countries, of course. And these folks deal with this in a humorous way by presenting themselves instead as having these dramatic life events and they kind of scam the scammers along. And I thought it might be kind of fun for people to take a look at it because it's very, very amusing. It also shows you how widespread it is because there are hundreds of examples on the page.
And so, it's Lego, L-E-G-O?
No, it's called Lads.
Oh, Lads.
And young men, yeah, plural, L-A-D-S, from, and then Legos, L-A-G-O-S.
Oh, Lads.
I think
I got it.
I'm too close to the Canadian border. I'm saying it in the Canadian way.
Lads from Legos. Okay.
If you don't mind, I'd like to just mention another scam that I think is universal in the United States. I happen to be over 65. I'm retired, but I also work. But I'm covered by Medicare. And I noticed that on my doctor bills and so forth, after I'm paying for a supplement, I noticed that the doctor has actually paid a Medicare cost that's been negotiated, but if he's fortunate enough to have me sitting in there with my Blue Cross Gold plan, he can charge more for that plan. I really think these things are kind of a scam.
Hmm.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that... For me, I necessarily need that supplement. I could probably get the same treatment by just having Medicare. But somehow or another, somebody has said they're going to pay them more.
Well,
I thought I'd mention it.
Thank you. You know, often we give the advice that if you haven't got the money to pay for medical care, to ask for a discount, and sometimes you'll get it. And sometimes that doesn't seem fair to someone that's paying for insurance. And I really haven't got a good answer for you, except to call your, since it's Social Security and Medicare, to contact your local U.S. representative or senator. And what they will do is they will contact Social Security and have them answer that question for you.
Oh, okay. Thanks again for calling, Judy. George and Woodruff, it's your turn. Hi, George.
Hello. We just got our phone bill today, and my wife noticed we had some miscellaneous charges and credits on here. I don't know if you've gone over any of this before, but it says Vanguard Defense email ID service monthly fee. And I called the number, and they said, well, you ordered it online, and I never ordered anything online. So is there something I should be worried about, somebody getting into my information? Or?
Yeah. You have been slammed, I guess you would call it, where you're being billed for something that you didn't order. And is there a 100 number by it? Bill?
800 number?
Sometimes it's an 800 number.
Yes.
I would call that and tell them that you've been slammed, and that you're contacting the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and reporting it.
Okay.
They might just take it off then. It sounds like some Internet protection, doesn't it?
Yep.
So that's what I would do. I'd call the 800 number, tell them that you did not order it, that you talked to Consumer Protection, it sounds like you've been slammed, and that we have asked you to fill out a complaint form with us.
Okay.
That's 1-800-422-7128.
4227-128.
You know, checking over your phone bill every month and checking over your bank statements and your credit card statements every month, you can find a lot of mistakes and a lot of ripoffs show up. A lot of people don't do it, though. Yeah. A lot of people, they're so busy that they really don't take the time to examine your, especially your credit card bill. Your credit card number is out in so many places that someone might be taking advantage of it, and you have to find it, or no one else will.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
And thank you very much for calling, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Glenn, it's always a pleasure. The time really flies when you're with us. And let's just give that number one more time here. It's 800-422-7128. And then again, for that website to get your cell phone on the Do Not Call list, probably the easiest is to go to the website, which is, what is the website?
It's nocall.wisconsin.
nocall.wisconsin.gov. Glenn, thanks. I look forward to your next visit. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope people will Google Glenn Lloyd's blog, too.
Yes.
It has a lot of consumer protection information on it.
It does. I read through it carefully every time. Glenn Lloyd's blog, that's another good place to go. Glenn Lloyd of the Bureau of Consumer Protection and our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our guest. Phil Pelletieri tomorrow. In the meantime, stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.